Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
New speed restrictions on the tee. Legalized mobile sports betting starts today. A local college student under arrest for running a credit card scheme that made her over $500,000. And yes, finally, another sign of spring. Melissa has the juice coming up.
50 Cent says he's in a friendship with a woman. And Blueface's mother is offering pictures of her son's penis if anyone's interested.
Nope. Leroy has your sports.
A campaign has come to an end. Plus, personally, I'm breathing a little bit easier today. I'll explain why.
But first, here we go with the tea again. The MBTA has announced new speed restrictions on the red, orange, blue, and green lines, which will add travel time for commuters. The speed on trains will be reduced to between 10 and 25 miles an hour, effective immediately.
Emotional damage.
The restrictions come after findings from a recent site visit on the red line between Ashmont and Savin Hill, and details on what they found will be disclosed during a news conference today at 10 a.m. And speaking of 10 a.m., that's when legalized online mobile gambling goes live in Massachusetts. Six companies launching online bets, including DraftKings and FanDuel, and many are offering free promotional bets. And this comes just in time as March Madness is just days away.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to bust.
Oh, God.
I can't wait to lose my money in another way where I don't have to go to the place to give away the money. Mm-mm. I can just do it right over my phone.
From your couch. A local college student is under arrest after running a credit card scheme where she made over $500,000. 19-year-old Ariel Foster from Boston was charged after using this scheme at her job. She worked at a jewelry store, or did work, Lovisa at the Burlington Mall between February 2nd and the 22nd. So with this money she made, she bought a $35,000 Tesla, spent $6,000 on plane tickets, bought a $5,000 Louis Vuitton purse, and spent over $20,000.
Come on, you need patience.
For a hotel in Hawaii. She will be arraigned in Woburn District Court today.
She did. I'm sure there's so many people who do that at whatever job they're at, and they're like pissed right now because they're like,
right,
why did you do all that in the span of 20 days?
She's ruining it for everybody
else. Yes, she is.
Think of how many people are doing that and getting away with it that we don't know about.
A little bit here, a little bit there, eventually buy yourself a car, maybe not a Tesla, a vacation, all that stuff in the span of 20 days, and you don't think you're going to get caught?
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? So many. I'm not in that line of work, but if I was, chances are a small 96.9% percentage that I'd be one of those people who'd be like, oh yeah, you just skim a little bit off the top. I mean, I don't even know how she did it, but I probably would have done it, but I wouldn't have done it that dumb, but I would have been mad at you for doing it, and now we're all gonna get audited. Damn it.
Wow. Well,
I'd give a shout out to LaSalle College. They turned out some good stuff, life skills.
Oh my God.
Don't forget, it is daylight saving time. We may lose an hour of sleep this weekend, but thank God we're getting another hour of daylight.
Yes.
I am so ready for it. Oh my God. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, 50 Cent says he is in a beautiful friendship with a woman. Now, you may already know 50 has been in a relationship with Jamira Haynes, a.k.a. Cuban Link, for several years now. And in a recent interview with Mary J. Blige for her new series called The Wind Down, he says he wants her to be happy.
I consider that bitch to be one of the biggest terrorists in the exotic animal world now.
It doesn't sound like he's in love with her.
I'm in a friendship with a woman, and I'm finding a gratification out of seeing her happy.
Well, that's beautiful. Oh, my God.
At that point, I think I'm in love with her. Because even if her friends or her people are there and they're doing their thing, but I'm happy because I know she's really happy at that point.
You better stop.
It's not necessarily coming from me.
It's your sweet.
That's
your
how I interpret.
Are we talking about that later? Because I know, Leroy, you had a lot to say about it.
Me too.
Okay. Well, other revelations that 50 gave in his interview was that he's a 10 on the lover scale, of course, and talks about being shot, and you can catch the wind down with Mary J. and 50 on BET.
Yeah, man, they covered a lot. Shot.
Yep.
Because after they were like, oh, look at 50, he's in love. He was like, don't forget I got shot.
Right.
Still alive.
Right.
Don't even walk with a limp.
A third victim has died following a stampede after a Glorilla show last weekend. Now, it happened at the Main Street Armory in Rochester, New York, when after the show, people thought they heard gunshots and ran for the exits. Multiple people were trampled. A third victim has died from their injuries. Glorilla had already left the venue when it happened, and she has since tweeted her condolences for the victims. And by the way, that venue has been closed permanently to ensure public safety. I can't even talk this morning. And rapper Blueface has been trending off and on a lot in the past several months, mostly because of his relationship with Krishan Rock, who has been insisting she's pregnant for the past few weeks. Well, Blueface's mother has now entered the chat saying she thinks Krishan is lying and told her to prove it by saying she would take her to get an ultrasound. But in the same Instagram Live, Blueface's mother was responding to comments from people saying she was secretly in love with her son and wanted to have sex with him, which was strange in itself. But she made it even stranger by comparing the penis size of her man to her son.
This clip makes my stomach feel funny.
I got my own dick over here, and it's bigger than my son's dick. Okay? Oh. And if y'all need me to post that D so that y'all know what I'm working with over here, you know I ain't got a problem with it. I will go home and get it up for you right now and post you a nice little pic.
Now, yeah.
That's
why
she
wasn't talking about her kid.
No, she's talking about
her talking about, oh, yeah.
But she was saying, right.
But she was comparing the size of his, saying it was bigger than her son.
Because she was pissed off because people were saying she's in love and wants to have sex with her son, which she thought was weird, and was like, why would I want to have sex with him when I have a man here with a bigger penis than he does?
Yeah.
So the whole conversation was just.
Because she's constantly looking at her son's penis pebbles.
Oh, God. Here's Leroy.
Explain for us.
The Bruins' recent bullyfoot campaign ended with a 3-2 loss to the Oilers last night at the Garden. And I'm breathing a little bit easier today because yesterday I told you guys about 53-year-old NBA star Sean Kemp being arrested for his involvement in a drive-by shooting. It broke my heart. I will remind you guys, as a kid, I was a huge fan, had his poster on my wall, and I even used the Supersonics, the team he was on. I'm actually in an NBA 2K league. It's a video game. I use the Supersonics because of Sean Kemp.
Wow.
And I got him at the top of the list for MVP in this league so far. So,
really?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Shut up. Well, more info has come out, and apparently this is what happened. Someone stole something out of his car. He tracked it down. When he went to approach the car, the people in the car shot at him. He shot back in self-defense.
Oh, good,
so
good,
I feel
good.
So much better. Yes. I can breathe. I'm one of my childhood heroes is still legit. So, okay.
He shot second. Yes. Applauso, applauso. He shot second. How do they not hit Sean Kemp? He's like 9 feet tall.
He's 6'10", 6'11".
Yeah, that's a bad shot.
Yeah, and for what it's worth, the Red Sox are still undefeated in spring training. They beat the Yankees 11-7 and are 9-0. People are kind of, some are making a big deal about it. Others are, but it's an obvious joke. We'll see what happens once the regular season starts.
The Red Sox.
Sox Blue Jays today at 105. Bruins Red Wings Saturday. Tomorrow at 1. Celtics Hawks tomorrow night at 7:30. And that's your sport.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.